This is TC Ponder.
Hello, thank you for calling the customer service. My name is Elijah. How may I help you?
Hi, Elijah. We're looking through TC Ponder's bank record, mm-hmm. and we noticed the charge of $39.95 that with your phone number, but we don't know what this is for, and it happens repeatedly every month. Can you help us with identifying this charge?
Yes.
So it says dailygadgetshop.com, and it's for $39.99.
Okay. Okay. Can I get a confirmation for your address for security purposes?
So what?
We've got 16, several addresses.
Okay. 1640 Powers Ferry Road.
Building 8. -200.
-200. That's in Marietta, Georgia, 30067.
Okay, thank you. Give me 1 second while that account loads.
Okay.
What did he say?
He's trying to look up the account. I mean, this goes back quite a bit.
Yeah, I've got to look at this statement every month.
Okay, so I have the account pulled up now. Okay, so
I'm gonna go close my door on my car.
Wait.
March. So it looked like it started in March.
Does it go back to March? So has it, but I'm not quite, I'm trying to look through more. Was it always the $39.99?
Yes.
So what exactly is this for?
It says for a smart health planner.
A what?
A smart health planner.
Health planner? Like
yes.
Health? I've never done anything like that. I don't have that.
And you have his address as his address?
Yes, 3492 Bryant Lane, Marietta, Georgia, 30066.
Yeah, I want to tell you something. I own that property. I never get mail at that address. The fact that you have that address tells me something is fishy here. I never get mail at that address.
Which address did you say?
Huh?
Which address?
It's the one next door. I don't get mail there. That's only junk mail. Just throw it right away. Throw it away right away.
Is that something that you got through Medicare? Okay, so how long does this charge run?
You said how long, how what?
So, I mean, it's a monthly charge. I don't understand what it's for or how long does it run. I mean, is it something that he can cancel?
Yes, I can cancel it.
But the,
you need to understand, we want our money back too. Because we did not do this.
I mean, is this a physical thing or is this a software?
I can't really tell what it is. It's not really telling me like what it actually is. It just says Smart Health Planner. Let me go to the website.
Well, what does it's a monthly charge? What is it? I mean, is it? I guess that's what I don't understand.
What was you, who are we talking with?
I'm just a third party customer service representative.
What is your name?
My name is Elijah.
Elijah. Write that down, okay? Elijah?
Yes.
The fact that you have that address tells me that there's fraud involved here. I never, ever, never use that address. Do you understand me?
Yes, I understand.
If you sent me something in the mail at that address, it got thrown away. I would have never seen it.
Okay, I spoke with my supervisor. She said it's a fitness app.
Well, you don't understand.
A fitness app?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well, it's an app that you put on your phone for fitness, like to exercise.
I never
okay, so we need. So first of all, we need to cancel it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, secondly, we need to discuss y'all sending my money back because this is a matter of fraud. And the bank said if we have evidence that it's fraud, to call them back and give them the information, and they will pursue it as a fraud case. So you better be talking to somebody about the problem with this account.
Is there a cancellation number or a confirmation number that you can give me?
Okay, would you like a cancellation number?
Yes.
It's C as in cow.
Uh-huh.
263-348-418.
Okay,
C-E-L-263-348-418. Correct.
And so that means you're not charging us in January, right?
Correct.
Okay, so how do we go about retrieving the money that has been...
He will have to go to his bank.
Okay.
Y'all are going to wash your hands and pan me back?
No, we have to go through the bank to dispute it.
Okay.
Okay. All right,
okay.
Well... I guess we're going to start here. Well, thank you for canceling it.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.